From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. New York City and the state of New York are investing hundreds of millions of dollars to become a major player in the development of high-tech industries. They have developed 40 workspaces known as incubators to assist startup businesses. Harlem Biospace is an incubator for biomedical engineering. It gives young entrepreneurs a low-cost way to develop their ideas and businesses. For a low monthly payment, they are given desk space and use of a laboratory. The young people pay for their own raw materials.
This is great. The reason is because it's cheap and it has the wet lab that we need. So I order the chemicals that I need and I'm given the facilities here to do my experiments.
Tyler Poor and his partner are developing a product that will kill bacteria. It can be put on household goods, like a sponge for cleaning. He and the 17 others at Biospace share a common goal, to find solutions to biomedical problems. Edwin Vasquez is investigating the mystery of diseases, such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. He says suggestions from others in the building make the work environment at Biospace a real plus.
And there's nothing better than sit down in a room like this when there's a lot more people around and you know you got something that is exciting and you go to the lunchroom and you start talking to other of your colleagues. And all of a sudden somebody knows a researcher that is doing something similar to you or that can complement your research, you get in contact and things happen.
Leading hospitals and science centers are supporting inventors like Kate Rocklin, founder of a company called Immunovent. She has developed a brush to test for allergic reactions. The device is placed in the nose or mouth. The test results are correct more often than skin or blood tests.
And from one single sample from the nose or mouth, we can test for a whole panel of 72 allergens. And we found that the blood test identified peanut allergies only 50% of the time, and we could find it 99% of the time. So we're far more accurate for peanut diagnosis, and that's really important because that one in particular is really life-threatening.
Matthew Owens is the executive director of Harlem Biospace. He says there have been real signs of success since the company was launched last November.
We do have companies who are already shipping, getting revenue and getting products out to customers. So I think that's absolutely a success.
And that is the Technology Report from VOA Learning English. Do you have a question or comment about this report? Email us at learningenglish@voanews.com. Or for more news about science and technology, visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com. We're also on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, iTunes, and Twitter at VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims.